Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood, tips and tricks,
products we love,
and brands that we can't live without. Let's get into it.
Are you okay now, Zoe?
That is a really good way to start this week's podcast. And the answer is yes. I'd just like to say I'm very sorry for all the crying.
You don't need to apologise.
And the whining and the moaning that I did last week.
No, you didn't whine and you didn't moan. It was actually lovely to hear how much you obviously care about whether you're doing it right. I'm exactly the same. Mm. It's one of those things that you just really want to get right. You want your children to be nice.
You do. You don't want them to smack and you don't want them to scream. No. But the good news is that since the podcast last week, which I've got to say was one of my favourite podcasts, because I felt like it was the conversation that every parent needed to hear and you and I needed to have.
We definitely did. I feel so much better since then.
Yeah,
I feel
too.
Like I know what I'm doing more. I feel like I don't feel I'm doubting myself so much either, which is good.
Exactly. And my emotions are back level, which is great. Dozza's like, yay, she stopped weeping all the time, which is excellent. But no, things have really improved at home. Luna's on much better form. I've all of those tips that Chris and Rose gave us last week, I'm just implementing. The reward jar is going really well. Things are good.
Yeah, same. Absolutely exactly the same. But I tell you what's not good in my house.
Go on.
The clutter.
No, the clutter is getting severe in both of our houses.
Yes. And you know what? It actually makes me feel rubbish because I look around and I'm just like, I don't even know where to start. There's stuff everywhere. I think there was a level, like, so Axel, when we had Axel, we were like, oh my God, all this stuff that comes with having a baby. And now we've got two. I'm like, wow, I'm drowning in stuff.
And also there's a thing about having a baby where people just buy you stuff and it's really lovely. And you think you need everything because you don't know. You're like, oh, I need two of those and three of those and 15 of those. And actually you don't need any of that stuff, but it builds up and builds up and builds up and you never throw it away.
No, exactly. And also the other thing, we don't have time anymore. Like, I probably used to spend Sundays organizing like my makeup and washing my makeup brushes and all that kind of stuff, and now like I just shove in the wardrobe, shove.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I looked in my handbag the other day, there was a half eaten biscuit which had like crumbled up, and all the biscuit had gone over my makeup brush and I'd just been using it. There's basically Hobnob on my face.
So I think this chat is going to be great for us because I think we're both in need of some guidance on how we can get our household a little bit more organised.
Yeah, my plan post this chat is to detox my wardrobe.
I want to detox everything.
Yeah.
I'm moving house soon, so I'm hoping to go into the new house with only the things I really love and need.
Yeah, we felt we really needed to get this woman into the studio to have a chat with her because she is the master of, or the mistress, of decluttering and de-junking. Today we're chatting to This Girl Can Organise. So I guess Georgia and I talk about how crazy our lives are a lot.
We do. You might be bored of it now.
And how constantly stressed we are because of the things that are happening at home, or not happening. That is why we are absolutely over the moon today, because sitting opposite us in the studio is a lady who is a professional home organiser. She has written, well, she's a published author. She comes up with real life solutions, tips, styling, organising services. She's basically your one-stop shop for all things organisational at home. It is Nicola Lewis, aka This Girl Can Organise.
Yay! What an intro!
That was great. I think that's your best one.
That's one of my best ones.
I think it was.
Nick, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
Never have we needed more to see you.
Oh,
It's really good to be here, girls, because obviously I've been following you for ages and I love it. And it's just nice to think that this is going to help so many mums out there. So
stressed parents,
stressed out mums.
It's funny, isn't it? Because when you become a parent, like maybe you used to keep your house really tidy and organised. And then I think a lot of people just think, oh no, I can't deal with that. And then 6 months down the line, your house is a complete tip and you think, I've got no time to do this, and you don't know where to start.
And also Instagram is terrible for this, because we then see all these perfect pictures on Instagram of, you know, these bedrooms and baby rooms and front rooms all looking stylish and polished, and in the background, is that really the case?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you here. I'm just going to be very honest. My bedroom is a shit tip. Like, there are stains on the carpet, there's food from the kids have dropped, there's clothes that haven't been hung up, tidied up, folded away. All I do is put more stuff into the drawers, and I am losing my mind.
Yeah, you need me to come over big time.
So I actually do. Is this normal?
It is quite normal, actually, because life is really super hectic. And what we do, we're also in the, you know, a generation of consumption. So we're being told to buy left, right and centre. Wherever we look, we're seeing it. So, of course, it's going to happen. It's going to creep up and you're going to walk into your bedroom. And I can understand that. It's just going to get overwhelming. And yeah, how do I deal with it? I want all this stuff, but I've got no room for it. So, yeah, it's a case of starting right from the basics. And what I suggest with all my clients is to get themselves a notepad and pen, and we start to literally summarise what we've got in the room, what we need to keep and what we need to let go of.
So is it about really, you know, like detoxing and cleansing? Will it make you feel better? Because I feel like I'm at a point where I don't know now how to even begin that process.
Yes. Yeah, I'm the same. I literally look around, think of all the things I've got to do, and then just turn around and walk away.
Well, this is why I set up this Girl Can Organise, because I literally saw a gap in the market for people that are living busy lives or find this job overwhelming, this task. And then I set up the social media later. So the social media stuff has only been going for about 18 months, 16 months now. The business was really important for me, and obviously started it all old school with like websites, flyers, really funny. I've got a whole box of flyers. I can't let them go though. Sorry. They do spark joy. But it's just basically about helping those people. So for example, you're my first client and I go into your house. What you would have done is you would have sent me pictures of your bedroom or a video and said, in its natural state, and said, this is what it's like, help, what can I do? I would then bring the structure with me. So all the organisational tools that I feel that room would need. We would then go through stage by stage, a bit like a little whirlwind in the room, pulling out sections at a time and going through the keep, donate, throw sort of thing, ethos, and then putting back in a structure, basically, that's going to work with your lifestyle, because not all rooms are designed the same. We're not all the same type of people. So I guess, you know, for one sort of organisation works for one person, it won't work for another. So my key skill is obviously listening to you and finding out how your lifestyle works, what's important to you, whether you're out all the evenings or weekends, you like being in pyjamas.
If only.
Yeah, love that.
But you want to know where they are and where create a home for them. And that's a really important message, I think, there. So, and that's it. And that's what I'd spend the whole day doing. And then we get the result, basically, at the end of the evening. And we have a lot of bags of donations.
Yeah, so this is a big thing for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if people don't follow you, where have they been?
I know.
But just tell us exactly. So obviously you go into people's houses and you help them declutter. But is this more than just that? Because it feels like it is to
me. So the bigger message, I guess, for my job is, and part of my USP, is making a difference. So I like to think that once you've finished using an item or you've had it in your home, it has another home. It has another purpose. It is very easy just to bag up stuff and go, oh, that take that all to the charity. But I mean, I love thrifting. I mean, I've just always been brought up to thrift. I love it. But not a lot of people do. But they're quite easy and happy to take stuff to a charity shop. So I just thought, right, my message to my followers is going to be different and how they can make a difference. So you can take clothes and donate them to women's shelters. All you've got to do is just literally Google your local area and find where you could drop those sort of stuff off. There's loads of different charities out there that take suits for women trying to go out and find employment. Toys is another thing. You know, local hospitals will take plastic toys. They won't take soft toys. But that's a really good incentive to think, oh, actually, yeah. I'll contact them and they can take all my stuff. It feels so nice to give. Also, your local schools, you know, they're literally underfunded to the ground now. So anything you can do. Like last year, we donated 3 Christmas trees. Yes, we had 3 spare Christmas trees.
Christmas trees in your house?
I was gifted some Christmas trees for promos and things like that last year. And I was like, this is gross. I don't like it. So I just gifted them to the school, my local school, and said, do you want some? And they were like, thank you so much. Because we don't have the budget to go out and buy the Christmas trees. Gave them all my old decorations. So it just, you know, it's reaching out in your community, I suppose.
I was gonna say, sometimes it's nice to actually physically see where those things go.
Yeah,
like I was saying, I mean, there's a lady at my son's school and she's pregnant, and I literally saw her and I was like, yes, because I've got all this stuff that I've had for Gigi and I don't really know what to do with it, like take it to a charity shop, don't take it to a charity shop. I'd rather see somebody with it.
Yeah,
like
I agree.
It feels nicer. So I gave her a brand new baby carrier this week,
so nice.
She was like, oh my goodness, that's amazing. But actually, I don't want that stuff in my house.
And it totally frees your mind. Done that, because you think, oh my gosh, that's done, gone.
It's a big thing. It's a massive thing for me. And it's something that I've started really implementing in the house, that I no longer buy any new toys. I feel like when I became a mother, there was this added pressure of buying all of this stuff. Oh, you need this new thing. And oh, have you got that new toy? Oh, that's great. Oh, this is great for stimulant. And this is it. And I was just like, absolutely not. There's all this plastic tack coming into my house.
Yeah.
Not only is it terrible for the environment, it costs a fortune. So for Luna's birthday this year and going forward, I just got all of my stuff from Facebook Marketplace.
Brilliant.
And I went round to various places around Surrey and was just like, hello, tipped up, you know, handed the money over. And it was just this wonderful feeling of paying it forward.
Of course.
And Luna doesn't know that it's secondhand.
No. I mean, there's like, again, going back to car boot sales, I absolutely love them.
Yeah, my husband loves the car boot sale.
And they're great. They're absolutely great. And it is something we've just started. We did one this year with the girls and we said, like, you were in charge, and they loved it. But again, it's another part of thrifting and just sort of seeing other old things. I do sometimes feel a bit sentimental when I see old stuff and I think, oh gosh, that was someone's something. Do you know what I mean?
It's like Toy Story, isn't it?
Toy Story has a lot to answer.
Let me tell you my Toy Story that we bought off a little girl in Guildford. We got one of these. She was selling it on Facebook Marketplace. She wanted the pocket money, and it was this unicorn pony that you sit on.
Yeah,
and you press the ear, and it goes.
Awesome.
Anyway, I went to pick it up with my husband, and she was there, and she was sort of clinging onto it on the road. And I said, "Are you okay?" And she goes, "Take care of Sparkles." And this tear.
Gosh.
Went down her face, and I thought, oh, fucking hell, we've got such a huge responsibility now. And I said, it's going to a home with 3 kids that are going to love. And she was going, bye, Sparkles.
Oh, so you now feel like you've got to sort of take photos of it every week. Just
send it to her.
Sparkles comes on family holidays with us now.
Sparkles got an Instagram page.
I should start it.
So I'm at a stage now, we're moving house really soon. Axel has been bought so many toys. Like, it's actually disgusting, and we're trying to break the cycle now. I'm talking like 3-4 new toys every week. So I've now
not
got...
Not from you, can
not
I just
from,
add?
No, not just from me.
Others,
I mean, I'm
family.
Guilty as well, but my parents, you know, lots of people buy him lots of stuff. He's one of like the first children in our family again. So it's like, everyone spoil him.
Yeah. He's the prince, yeah.
He's king, Axel.
Oh, he's
king.
The king.
Axel king.
What's his middle name?
Brilliant.
We set ourselves up for failure.
Joking?
No, it's actually James's mum's maiden name, King, and because she's an only child, the name wasn't going to be carried on.
Oh,
we put it as a middle name, but as a bit of a joke as well.
I mean, you have never told me this in the 3 years that you've named your son King.
Axel Nicholas King Dayton.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
Anyway, so the King has lots of toys, and we're moving, and we're not going to have a toy room, and I sort of don't really know where to start.
Okay. So my first tip with kids is to include them. It's really hard. And obviously, how old is Axel?
3.
So he's really young to kind of get this message. Normally, it works from around about age 6, 7 upwards by encouraging them and motivating them to kind of go through their stuff. And if they know, if kids know that this is going to make a difference, their stuff going somewhere else, take them with you. Like, I do that with my kids. I've done it for ages. And we go to our local hospital and we take them to the dolphin ward, and they love doing it. They really do. So he's a little bit too young, but I would sort of say to him, you know, about, you know, thinking about what he plays with. And we talked about earlier about putting some of the toys, and if you've got a place somewhere where you're going to move to, can't think of the word,
rotate
them. So I think rotating is such a good idea. It keeps the kids literally on the pulse of playing with certain toys, and all of a sudden you can just box them up or put them in one of those really big kind of laundry bags, put them up in the loft or put them somewhere that is out of sight for them, and then play with the other toys. So rotating is a really, really good tip. But yeah, moving is a really, really difficult one, I suppose, for you, for toys. It would be a good chance for you to probably have a little clear out, especially before Christmas.
A big clear out, Georgia.
Yeah. Equally, because that's the thing. I don't want to feel like I'm taking his stuff away. So when he goes to nursery, I don't want to take everything away, throw it all away. No. And then he comes home and he's like, what?
Where is it?
Wait, you're taking all my stuff.
Yeah, that's a really important message for parents, I think, is just not to do that when it's called like the secret sort of stash of taking stuff out, and the kids come back and they will
find
out.
Of course they do.
So you wouldn't like it if someone did that to you as an adult. So that's another message that they will learn, if that's normal to do stuff like that. So I think it's really including him in his own right way and say, look, do you like playing with this, or do you want to keep this? He'll probably say yes to everything.
Yeah, exactly. I tried it. I said, come on, let's put like some toys in here. Some children haven't got many toys, and why don't we give them to them to play with?
Once he sees, so another one that works really well with younger ones is the soft toys. Local animal shelters love receiving soft toys.
And the animals play with them.
They do. Yes. And when they do, and they love them. And I know I worked closely with a client of mine the other day, and her 5-year-old daughter loved that idea. And then they all went off 2 massive bags to Battersea with the soft toys.
Oh, we're going to do that.
That's a great
idea. I've got
Isn't that a lovely idea?
Huge boxes in the garage full of soft
toys. And
that
is another... And then you're going, you're praising them. They come away feeling brilliant. And the way I did it, I just said, look, what are the toys that you absolutely love, and what ones are cute but they could go to the doggy home? So they're still, you're using that same cute word.
Yeah.
And they just get it and they just deal with it.
My dog humps soft toys.
Oh, Georgia. Your dog's having more sex than you are.
And specifically elephants.
Oh,
yeah, so Axel will understand that.
So just get rid of all the elephants out of the house. Quick. Your husband might start humping. How do we, I guess, the kind of, your top tips to keeping, you know, your house in some sort of order? Because I've seen you on your Instagram, you're writing lists, you've got charts going on. Just kind of help me.
Help! Okay, so I've got my top tips is obviously starting off is prep and plan. It's key. I have always a notepad and pen with me, probably too many. And I do something on a Sunday, which is called the 4-point plan, which is just anyone can do it on a piece of paper, just like divide it into fours. And I have work, home, personal, and whatever other section it just requires. So it could be like school, anything.
And self-servicing,
maybe.
That needs a whole section.
Oh, that does. And it literally, I just extract everything out of my head onto there, and it's perfect. And I literally look at that and I think, yes, I've got the week ahead like down to a T.
What are you writing?
So I'm just writing the things, like, so for example, home, it will be things that I need to do around the home,
right?
So it's not necessarily about cleaning, it's about the jobs. So there might be little jobs, it might be, you know, could be ironing, it could be putting up a frame, it could be whatever, you know, like finishing off dressing up the bedroom or...
sort out kids' drawers or, yeah.
Yeah, little things like that. Shop, as in shopping, and it doesn't necessarily need to be for food, it could be presents, you know, you might have a birthday coming up in the week, so that's good to get that down, it reminds you to get a birthday present.
Yeah.
Personal, so taking some time out for you, so hair, nails, you know, facial.
Taking time out for you.
Yeah. But if you write that down.
You do it.
You do it. You will do it. And I think even if you manage to get in a quick, you know, get a little blow dry here and there.
It's my answer to everything.
Yeah. Makes you feel fantastic. Yeah. And if you see that on a pad, it'll make you do it.
Okay.
So, and then work. So for me, work is obviously very important. And I have obviously my goals and I have vision boards up in my office. But sometimes there's things, I've got an assistant that helps me with all my admin, but they're the things that I need to attend. So things for my own development, my own business, and keeping up with social media, which is crazy.
Yeah. That's a whole page in itself.
Yeah. So that's it really. So that's the one thing I do. And I always say to people, small steps. You know, one tick is better than no tick off the list. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. Music, podcast whilst you're doing decluttering. So we're moving on to the next step now. So once you've planned your bits, you're actually focused on decluttering items. Music, getting to my happy place is just, I think, the whole part. Another USP of TGCO is, you know, doing something that you don't enjoy is really difficult.
Mm.
But you put on music, it takes you to somewhere. And actually, it helps so much.
Mm.
So, or a podcast. I love working to podcasts now. They find them really, I'm just sort of working, bursting out laughing or crying or whatever. But it just, it's like someone else is there with you in the house. And that's something really important when you're working at home or if you are a stay-at-home mum. Being on your own is so lonely and you do miss the outside world. And just popping out to go and get a coffee is cool, or going to a baby group and then coming home. There's sometimes, I used to feel it, it's like this dread.
I know, we talk about it a lot.
And it's horrible, but actually, when you've got the music on, you can be anyone you want to be. I mean, that's why I lip sync quite a lot. I just have a laugh with so much stuff. I mean, I go crazy at home. It's just so funny. And I make the most out of the day. Like, I feel like it puts a positive sort of stamp on things.
So turning like a boring task into something fun by having a bit of a dance and getting...
Or listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Or listen to our podcast. Chat. Yeah.
You know, so, you can do so many things while you're listening, so...
So say, like, a lot of our followers are pregnant and they're listening to this as they're getting ready to have a baby.
Yeah.
What steps could you put in place, or what tools could you get to help get more organised before the baby comes, so that when they come, you don't fall into the trap that Zoe and I have?
Well, I think it's all like a learning curve anyway, to be honest with you, doing it for the first time. It's whatever works for one won't work for everyone. But the one thing that will work is adding structure to the room, so, or to your whole new world, basically, that's going to get turned upside down. So for me, it was all, I did the bedrooms first, so the baby rooms first, and the drawers and the wardrobes. It was all about getting them. They're quite a nice thing to do, actually. I think most of us all try to do that first. But it's really important.
Real.
Yeah. Mm. It's getting the dividers in there, so you can get drawer dividers. I happen to like the IKEA ones. They're my favourite. But you can get some, like, on Amazon. I hope that there is, there's going to be like an amazing shop. There's a shop in America called The Container Store, and I hope it gets to come to the UK.
Right.
Because there is nowhere really you can walk in and go and get all this sort of stuff. And if it's high street and you can go in, it would just be so much easier. But anyway, going back to the bedroom, that would be really good. I like to use products like hanging shoe racks. So they're like plastic. Have you seen them?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're great, absolutely brilliant for putting like baby grows, putting vests, or you could use it for bath time routine and putting products and things like that. And it's just another clever way of storing things and concealing it behind a door.
So you'd put that inside a cupboard?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, I think that it just looks really, really nice. Using your wall space as well is really key. To store things, obviously I am a massive fan of the container, and creating homes for items. So I think you'll see, I mean, I'm just about to do something on my Instagram with some baby tips, but just literally opening up and being able to see, you know, some of your items.
Socks, nappies.
So I've got a really good tip for socks. What I do is clip a pillowcase to my laundry bag, downstairs in the utility room, and I just put all the socks in that laundry bag, in the pillowcase, and then I just put that in the washing machine.
Yeah.
So then when you come, when they come out, especially for little socks.
Yeah, because I think I haven't got like, I reckon I've got 2 pairs of matching socks for Gigi and about 102 pairs of odd ones.
Yeah, me too. I've got a whole bag at home of
the
odd socks.
The key with socks is you don't need to have too many. We always buy socks. And now anytime any linen, oh, sorry, not linen, lingerie or underwear drawer I open up, it's bursting with socks and tights. I was only thinking about this this morning. You don't need that many if you think about it.
Yeah,
you know?
You've only got 2 feet.
Yeah, maybe 14 socks.
I've probably got 114.
How often should we go through our clothes? And
I do it every quarter. And I think it's a really good review, and I'm going to tell you why.
Every 4 months, Georgia.
Sorry, that's the corporate.
Georgia was counting with her fingers then, just for those of you that
it's every 3 months, anyway. Not
oh,
four.
Shit!
There we go. Thanks, Simo.
Oh, dear.
That is devastating, actually. It's every 3 months. For those of you that are number dyslexic like myself, you'll know how hard that was for me to try and do the math. What? Don't you mean that there's like 16 months in the year? Fuck it. Should we just get back to your comment when you thought that babies breathe out of their heads?
Yeah, yeah, I know. Okay, it's all right. I need
I'll always have
back.
That. Okay, fine. Every quarter, every 3 months.
Every 3 months. And if you think about it, those every 3 months.
That's a lot.
It is quite a lot. But you think about the seasons and what creeps in every one of those seasons. So we've got Christmas and then we go into spring. We've got all the Easter stuff and the new summer stuff coming in. You've got summer surplus that gets, we tend to buy so much summer stuff. I know that because when I sort out my autumn, winter, summer, spring wardrobes, I keep everything seasonal.
Where do you put?
I put mine up in the loft.
In like vacuum pack bags.
Yeah,
that's what I do. Yeah. But then I don't get them down, so I still haven't got my winter stuff down yet. So what I've been doing is just buying more winter stuff.
Georgia, you love buying stuff.
Oh, it's so bad. Isn't it?
That is so bad.
It is really bad.
Yeah.
So every quarter, okay, fine.
Every quarter.
And do you believe in what Marie Kondo says, which is if it doesn't bring you joy, chuck it out?
Not really, because I just think that you need to look at things from a really unique perspective. And for example, if you love it and you haven't worn it, doesn't necessarily mean you're never going to wear it again. And there's a really good case study to this. There was a lady who was an actress, Hollywood actress. She was in West Side Story and she wore this beautiful ball gown in the 60s to the Oscars. And she went back with her granddaughter to the Oscars, I think a couple of years ago. She wore the same dress. But
I love that.
She had like a bolero type. And I just thought, there you go. She loved it. She knew she wasn't ready to let that go. And she's had another chance to wear it.
Yep. Yeah. I feel that that might be the case with my wedding dress and Luna. Like, someone offered me, you know, a bit of cash for it. And I thought I could sell this here because it'd be nice now because we're broke. Mm. And I thought, no, because it's been specifically designed for me. And it was so beautiful. She might hate it and go, that's not at all. But she could take parts of it and put it onto her dress.
Yeah.
And I just thought, no, I'm not. It's still sitting there. Just,
yeah,
I love it so much. I don't ever want to get rid of it.
Is it out, your wedding dress?
It's in the laundry room.
Okay.
Just hanging on the back of the door.
I haven't had mine cleaned.
No, me neither, but I don't want to. It smells like a bee though.
Five or six years ago.
I've seen so many different ways of people have displayed the things, and this is what I love. Display what you love. That's something I talk about all the time. If you can frame it or if you can put it in a place that you're seeing it and makes you smile. So I love it that it is there and you're seeing it and it's making you smile.
It's making me happy.
So, yeah, no, I don't think you should get rid of things
like that. So that makes me happy because I hate getting rid of sentimental stuff, even if it is cluttering my house. So what sort of ideas have you got for like wedding dresses, for instance?
Yeah, so for wedding dresses, obviously, I think it's really nice to, if there's something particularly makes you happy, then great. I love the fact that people have them on display. But if you don't necessarily want it on display, then I'd obviously get it professionally cleaned and stored. But yeah, and put somewhere safe, really. I think it's something to be considered about, you know, if it's going to go in the loft, it's got to be light protected, moth protected, you know, temperature protected. So what you go to put it in is really important, especially if you want to, you know, get it out again.
Yeah, because I was thinking about having mine turned into something else.
Like, I love those ideas.
Yeah, I saw someone had had a chair covered with their wedding dress and it went in their baby's nursery. Oh, and I was like, that. Oh, that's so nice.
But that's it. You know, if it's a special memory, something that I so agree with the whole, you know, if you see something, it makes you smile. You definitely need that out in your home.
Yeah.
And that applies to most things, you know. You don't need to, you know, if someone buys you something and it's not really you, you really need to think about, why am I keeping this? Why have I got it out on display and I absolutely hate it? Who am I pleasing?
Yeah.
You know, I don't really want to keep it out. I know sometimes it's a bit difficult because there are some items that family members are giving you. And, you know, I do have clients that have told me that they store certain things for when people come
yeah,
around.
Quickly get it out. Yeah. Oh, I do things like that.
I'm too ruthless. I don't care. I just sort of, I'm like, I'm really grateful and I give that person the thanks for the item. But it's my home, so...
Yeah, you don't want it out. You're not going to have it out.
I don't want it out. And I'll give it somewhere that it's going to... Someone else is going to enjoy it. I don't think... Life's too short.
So talking about having people around, obviously when you become a new mum, you often meet new mum mates. Or maybe as well, you've kind of made a last minute plan and someone's going to pop round, but your house is in utter chaos.
This happens to me all the time. And then I'm just kicking stuff under the... And then I'll quickly hoover.
Shoving it in a cupboard.
And then they turn up and the whole house stinks of bleach. and it's so obvious. Or Axel will be like, we tidied up for you. And I'm like, cheers, mate. We always look like this.
Yeah. What are your tips for a quick tidy up?
Obviously, being a mum, and even still now, you know, my girls are both teenagers. I have limited time and I don't really enjoy cleaning, if I'm absolutely honest with you. I'm obviously a born organiser, but I do love a clean space and I do want my home to be welcoming to a degree.
Yeah.
So, again, I suppose we want our guests to feel like we've made a bit of an effort for them coming round so we can actually relax and enjoy ourselves. So what I would say is I start from the entrance and I literally walk through and I think, right, all the things that don't belong, I kind of collect them all together and put them at the bottom of the step. I'm sure there's so many people out there that put stuff at the bottom of the step.
Yep. Yes.
No one else takes it up the stairs apart from us, but it goes there because majority of the stuff, belongs elsewhere. So I kind of go through the whole bottom of the house or flat doing that and putting it all in a pile. Mm. Once I've done that, if I've got guests coming around, generally they don't go upstairs. So I would put all my stuff in one room and generally I'd put it in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Because I know that once they've gone, I can then sort that all out in my own time, in my own leisure. And I don't want my room to look like a mess. So
distribute it off.
I can distribute it the next day after I've had fun with my friends or family.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the next step for making it smell nice is I make my own eco cleaning products.
Ooh.
Which is so easy. And all the recipes are in my book, Mind Over Clutter. And it's just white vinegar, water and essential oils.
Yeah.
And that is it. You can clean pretty much any surface with those. I have got exceptions in the book of what you can't, but like mirrors, glass, everywhere. And what the beauty is of using that product is, A, it's not a chemical, so you're not breathing in any bad fumes.
Yeah.
The second thing is that you're naturally, you know, creating a smell all around the house. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, and it's nice to have a signature smell.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I love geranium, so my house tends to smell of geranium or jasmine. And it's so nice. And it's always complimented as people come in. They go, it smells so nice in here. I'm like, ding. So, and also use a timer. Like, I just set my phone on a timer, like, so I don't get carried away in each room. So, like, 5-10 minutes. And just so you can just quickly do that and then shut the door and think, gosh, that's done. Quick hoover round. It doesn't take too long just to do all of those little bits. But don't overwhelm yourself. Like, for me, if I've got anyone coming around, I just will focus on downstairs. And then upstairs can be another day. Do you know what I mean? It's just not putting too much pressure on yourself on it being immaculate and perfect. It's just got to be you. And the most important thing is, you having seen your friends and just having a good time, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my house looks like I've been burgled at the moment.
But so. I wouldn't judge. See, like, this whole judginess really gets on my nerves, like, about us leading these perfect lifestyles. It just don't exist.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've gone through all various stages, I guess, having children and having postnatal depression and various things. And I welcome anyone into my house. I'd hate them to think that, you know, I'd have to tidy up for them, or for them to think that, sorry, that I'd have to tidy up for them coming over, because I'd want them to see me or to see my kids or my husband. So, yeah, I hope the whole judginess kind of goes. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
with the help of Instagram,
weird, isn't
because
it?
We've got this whole perfection, which I think is so uncool. I don't know. That's just my whole, you know, my whole view on it. Really, it doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to work.
And yeah, you need to feel comfortable.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I guess for me, when I get to the stage where my head feels like it's going to explode because my house is so messy and everything's everywhere, then I think, right, okay, now I need to.
So
do this.
If you feel like that, just go. I mean, I would just sort of say definitely put some music on or take yourself away from the situation or just stare out the window for a minute, have a cup of tea and then think, right, let me just do one room out of downstairs. So then at least I can carry on feeding and playing with the kids in all the other rooms. But once they're in bed, I can walk back into that room, in the living room. That is always my sanctuary, by the way. Put on a candle, have a glass of wine or make a cup of tea and just sit there and go, oh, I've done it.
Yeah, it's done.
I've done today.
I can relax.
Yeah, and that one room is lovely. And then everything else can wait. Everything else can wait.
Well, so anyway, you've obviously listened to our podcast a few times and you know that we always ask for your five favourite products. So today, because we're talking about organising, decluttering, what would be your top products for organising and decluttering?
Okay, so I guess the first one has to always be the notepad and pen. Like, I could not live without my notepad and pen in terms of organisation, because it allows me to prep and plan. That is so important to do before you go jumping into any kind of decluttering and organising. Also, it will reconfirm and just pat you on the back for everything you've achieved. So it will actually make you feel good. I know some people like to use digital notes and things like that. Personally, I don't. I feel like they get lost in my phone, and sometimes it's nice just to get off your phone and do a bit of writing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the first one.
So notepad and pen.
Second one would be a clear container, lidded container. And the reason being for that, especially for mums, is they are great for putting things like Lego, puzzles, small toys. Get them in all different sizes. But they are great, and you can label them because, again, that's also going to be useful for you, husband, wife, you know, kids, anyone that can go in there and just literally see what's inside it and think, oh, I can help up with tidy up time.
And where's good to get some of those?
Well, there's some really great places. Klaus Olsen online has some brilliant containers, but the range, HomeSense, Home Bargains, Amazon, IKEA, they are slowly growing, some of the companies out there, but they're a good sort of good place to start, I suppose.
Brill. What else is on
the
list?
Well, I'll lead on to Label Maker, because honestly, I've been using a Label Maker since I've been a teenager.
I need to get one of these.
I had a Dynamo one and I think my mum might still have it. And I used to my mum is a ruthless label maker.
I don't know
if you saw a post earlier. My mum has labelled her ruler saying, this belongs to Val. And I literally wet myself the other day when I opened up her drawer in her kitchen. I was like, Mum, you've labelled the ruler.
My mum has got a J on her charger, and when she brings it to my house, it's got a J on it. And she knows it's hers.
Label your chargers, seriously. No one will steal them if they see a big initial on it. Label Maker or Sharpie Pen, you know, that these are great tools at just literally letting everyone else know your hard work, spending, organising will get appreciated if people can see what's inside it. So, yeah, that's the next one.
So what's up next?
Drawer dividers. Now, drawer dividers are fantastic, especially for small things like underwear, socks, tights, pop socks, bras, knickers, all those sort of things.
Baby clothes.
Baby clothes are just, you know, I mean, you fold up some vests in the nicest possible way. And you can get quite a lot in one of those drawer dividers, and it feels good when you open up the drawer and you think, oh, that's where they all are.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
such peace of mind.
I fold like leggings up and stuff, and then I've taken two pairs out, and then they're everywhere, and then yeah, they're all lost and mixed up with the tops.
I'm a roller. I prefer rolling things and then just sort of stacking them. And shame I can't show you all, but sort of displaying them so you can see. Imagine you'd look down and you'd see 12 rolled items, yeah, sort of like. It looks good, and obviously you don't really need to have so much. But yeah, that's definitely a really good top tip, the dividers. And lastly is the slim hangers. Now, there's two different types of slim hangers. There's a plastic variety and a velvet variety. And the plastic are particularly good for men stroke, you know, coats, heavy items.
Right, okay.
Because the velvet ones just can't hack it. They just can't do it. The velvet ones are really good for like women's shirts, blouses. Sorry, I don't mean to be sexist here.
No, I think I messaged you. I bought these and they literally changed my life.
They really do.
I've got double in my wardrobe what I had before and had the
really,
wooden ones.
Exactly. You increase the space, and a lot of people go, why? And that is the main reason. It gives you a wow factor as well every time you open up your wardrobe. And let's face it, when you go shopping, you know, you get the wow factor when you go in that shop and you can see those items clearly displayed. You know, it's not cluttered. It's yeah, very easy on the eye. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'll have that. And then as soon as you bring it home, it's just like ram it into the wardrobe. It will get in there. But with the slimmer hangers, you can still have that same effect because you'll get more things in there. You'll be yeah, able to see them all, and they keep hold of your items rather than falling on the bottom of the floor.
Yeah, which is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I mean, that hanger thing really did change my life. Good. Because I had to go from getting rid of all my clothes in the spare room to make way for Gigi.
And if anyone's wondering what to do with their old hangers, so again, you know, donating them is going to help. Find out, or maybe just Google in your local area for places like dry cleaners.
Yeah,
they can take them back. Ironing parlours, some charity shops take them. And obviously, if you're asked if you want your hanger, just say no.
Yeah, I know, that is absolutely key, isn't it? Because otherwise, you end up with a load of plastic hangers.
That's it.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I actually can't wait to get home now.
Get decluttering
and putting things in boxes before we move.
Oh, thank you so much. I think that's going to be really helpful for loads of people.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I just want Nick to be with us all the time.
I just want her to live in my house. Do you think she does that?
Actually just move in and never leave.
Yeah, or at least I just want her to come and set up my house so that it runs really well.
But we've got all the tips now, G.
Yeah, we have.
I love the idea of getting, you know, like a new notepad and pen, because I was obsessed with doing that when I was a teenager and I just haven't invested in one since. I'm going to do that now and start writing things down. I will be more organised.
Yeah, I need to do the same.
You're really organised. I don't know what you're saying. You keep this thing going, G.
I'm in work life, I'm organised, but then my household just falls apart.
I mean, I don't want to say it, but when I came around the other day, I did think, oh, there's a lot of shit in here.
There is so much shit everywhere.
But not anymore, because we're going to do it.
Exactly. So, yeah, we are both going to get a lot more organised.
Yeah, we're going to have to, otherwise Nick's going to slap our wrists. So, as always, at the end of the podcast, we want to give you our five favourite products. And obviously, this doesn't come naturally to Georgia and I, but...
yeah, we're going to go for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I spoke about this a few weeks ago, but one thing that I find really difficult is doing the washing, hanging it up, taking it back down, and then having to then go and put it all away. I find that task just takes too long. So I've put baskets in all of our bedrooms, and so clean clothes go in one basket, and dirty clothes go in another basket, so then they never get mixed up. Yeah. And also, it looks okay if you just put them all in there and then put them away another time. I find Home Sense or TK Maxx does their most amazing baskets. Like, I've got some nice with tassels on them.
Yeah,
and
they're
pom-poms
lovely.
And all that kind of stuff.
So, tassels and pom-poms make me so happy.
Me too. Yes, what have you got?
One of the things that we've got in our kitchen are like massive jars of food, because I hate plastic.
Yes.
Nothing irks me more and upsets me more than going to the supermarket and constantly having to deal with all of the plastic that the bloody supermarkets keep pushing our way. So what I'm doing now is trying to eradicate all plastic from my kitchen. So I put pasta in these jars, there's porridge in there, muesli, I put the currants that I put in the kids' porridge in the mornings in them as well. They also look really cute.
And also you can see how much is left.
Yeah.
I think that's really good. I do it with pasta and I always know like which one I'm running low on. Yeah. So I can restock.
IKEA do some really nice ones.
Yeah, I mean, IKEA, that leads me on to this product actually. So now the cupboard that used to have all of Axel's plates and cutlery and all that kind of stuff in, and cups and all that plastic
jazz
stuff, now obviously has to house Gigi's bottles and milk and all that kind of stuff. So I bought these they're sort of like plastic trays from IKEA, and they just kind of divide up the cupboard, so it's really easy. Like if I need to get something for Axel out, I know it's just all in that certain tray.
Okay. Reusable plastic as well, so
yeah,
it's not one-off.
Yeah, no, not one-off plastic, and I just find them really useful so things don't get muddled up.
Yeah, because I've got to tell you that I'm going to take a picture of our kids' plastic plate drawer at home, and it just makes me feel very, very, very ill. Every time I look at it, I'm like, oh, there's no order in here. The next thing is the nappy caddy. Now,
this
is something that I recommend everybody with
me
new
too.
Babies gets. It's basically like a really cute little bag that you can carry around the house, which has got, it's got different compartments in it, and it's got, you can keep your nappies in there, your wipes, your pseudocreme, any kind of lip balm that you want for you, and you just have one in each room, basically, if you want to change nappies, you know, on the floor. Because people always go, oh, when I change nappies, I'll be running back up to the baby's nursery. It's like, no, you won't. You'll
exactly.
just be cleaning shitty bums on the floor wherever you can.
Yeah, exactly. So nappy caddies are amazing. You can get them on Amazon, can't you?
Yeah.
They're not very much either.
No, they're nice. And you've got the last product.
Yes. When I said this to you, do you have loads of toys in your car? You were like, no, why would I have toys in my car? Right, my car, sometimes you get in and you can't even put your feet on the floor because there's so many toys. So the other day, I went and bought these sort of like netted, they look disgusting, sorry. Like these nets.
You're really selling them,
they're
to
like, me, G. I know, but sometimes needs must. They're like nets you could almost have in the bath as well. All the bath
you hook
toys.
Them on the back of the seat.
You can hook them on the back of the seat. So I'll let Axel have toys in the car that fit in there. If it doesn't fit in there, it's not coming in the
Is
car.
Is there anything that you don't let Axel do?
No.
King
Axel.
He just
walks all over me, doesn't he?
Right, that is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you can rate, review and subscribe to the podcast. You can spread the Made by Mama's love by doing that. And if you do want to give us a little review, only five stars.
And just please be kind. Also, if you want to drop us a message at Made by Mama's or on Zoe's own channel at Zoe Hardman.
Yeah, you can get in touch with us. Yeah, you can get in touch with us anytime on our Instagrams. And we're going to be back same time next week for more chats. See you then.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.